Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sandy, and you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. 大家好，我是 Sandy， 然后我们又到了 Twofold 的美好时光。美好时光，因为今天呢，我们有一位非常美丽大方贤惠的 Michelle 小姐，请她自我介绍一下。
怎么好意思呢Hi, this is Michelle. I am Sandy's special guest today at Twofold. I am very honored to be here.Both excited and nervous, but hopefully you'll enjoy our show today.
So Michelle, is this your first on-air experience? 第一次在电台上发声吗？
是啊，是第一次。所以大家好，我是 Michelle， 我是 Sandy 今天的特别来宾。
Special guest.
Special guest.
Let's talk about how we first met.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it's a very interesting volunteering experience. I think I signed out in the last minute because they still need people for the morning shift of food serving. So 所以我们第一次见是在一个义工服务吧，就是早上，我是在最后一分钟才突然间 sign up 来帮忙
的。I think it was Tech Trek.
Oh yeah,
because we were volunteering. We're both volunteering for a computer science event, which.Introduce computer science to high school students.
Yeah.
所以第一次我们正式见面是在某个星期六吧。
某个星期六。
我们那个下着雨的星期六晚上没有啦。
对，下雨了。
没有下雨了，好像。反正我们是在一起 volunteer 的，然后是一个教高中生。
电脑课程
就把他们骗到 computer science 的一个耍诈 program 没有啦，非常好的 program， 但是大家如果有小孩这个年纪的话记得要报名。 So if you have kids at around the high school age, please make sure that you get them to sign up for the really meaningful event,
the computer science tech track program
Okay, so 言归正传，我们今天来谈的是我们的 exchange 加 traveling experience. So we're going to be talking about and sharing lots about our exchange and traveling experience. First off, let's talk about how you got into exchange and why did you want to do exchange?
Oh, all right. So I have been wanting to do exchange ever since my first year. I think I just wanted to go out and see, but then I never had the chance to actually put into the thought, and then I never really take a look at the application. I was just like, oh yeah, one day I would do it, and then by the time that I realized I don't actually have that much opportunity in undergrad for me to do it, it was in my third year. I sort of just started applying at that time. So I just其实一直都想要做交换，就从大一的时候，我就觉得啊，我总有一天要去交换啦。只是就一直就是觉得总有一天，然后到我意识到的时候，我已经大三了。
当我意识到的时候，这个肿瘤已经很大了。
Exchange
的肿瘤，
没错，然后就非常的快刀斩乱麻。
你是先申请，然后才告诉你爸妈，对不对？
对。Yeah, so I applied first before I told my parents. I was just like, why don't I try? Because there's also a chance for me to get rejected by the exchange program, but somehow I got in.
Yay!
And then
like, she went to England for an entire year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why England?
So I just Sandy, just like Sandy said, I went to England to exchange for a year.为什么是英国？其实一开始我想去的是德国，只是因为、
yeah!
只是因为不会说他们的语言，然后他们大部分的课都是说德文的，所以因为这个考量，后来还是决定去了英国。So at first I wanted to go to Germany for my exchange, but then because of the language restriction, most of the courses that they offer are in German. I can't speak the language. I can speak it a little bit now, but then still not much. So at the end, decided to focus my research on the school in England, and that's how I got in. At first we need to list three schools that we want to go, and then at the end I got into University of Nottingham. 所以我就列了三个学校吧，在英国的三个学校，后来就也不知道怎么搞的，反正就进了诺丁汉了。
就 one thing led to the other.
Magic. 所以就过去了，还不错。因为而且另外一个原因，另外一个想要去英国的原因，应该是因为 Harry Potter 哈利波特吧。So that will be Harry Potter is another reason that、
so、
I wanted to go to England.
She's a big fan of.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Before we move on to your regrets, which we talk about, that's first talk about what do you think is the most important thing to bring when you're on exchange or traveling?
What is the most important thing to bring? Well, okay. One thing for the places that I went, something that was really handy was umbrella. 所以就是去旅游跟去交换很重要一个东西就是我要带一把雨伞。
除了护照以外。
除了护照当然
了。Besides passport.
Besides passport, your visa, your documentation, your financial status.
Oh, and a spare mirror.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I only had like a really tiny one, and it's so hard to use when we're putting on makeup in the morning. Because、
oh.
we get to share a room with、another person, right? So、
okay.
when she's in the washroom, where I can't use it, and I have to stay in my own room.
Wow.
所以我觉得另外一个就突然想到很重要要带的东西就是大面一点点的镜子，因为那个常常会要跟人家一起用厕所，所以还多蛮多时候会蛮麻烦的。然后我有一面超小的，就突然觉得是自己脸太大还是镜子太小。And then I guess to me it's winter clothing because I went to Munich on exchange for the entire summer. And then one thing that I did not see it coming was how cold it could possibly be in the summertime. And yeah, my mom was always right. 所以我觉得要带的东西应该是很保暖的衣物，因为真的没带真的有差。
对，我可能皮比较厚吧，所以感觉probably because I have thicker skin, I didn't feel that much. But another thing, a camera is one must bring as well. Because when you're on exchange and when you're traveling, obviously you want to record it somehow.
Uh-huh.
So camera...Bring your camera.
just bring it.
Yeah, I know. It's not gonna hurt.
Yeah, I know.
所以就另外一个我刚刚又想到的是除了就是在交换跟旅行的时候相机也是非常重要的一个东西，还有相机的充电器，因为你总是想要把它记录下来嘛，那个一点一滴的事情，
最好是要多带几张记忆卡，然后跟你要把它快就放到电脑上，不然就到时候又满了，然后就会觉得很苦恼，到底要删哪一张？
哦，那超痛苦的。
然后呢，我们其实都分别去了巴黎，你在2012年冬天，
对，2012末，当当当当，
噔噔噔噔，
没有，就是在
世纪末吧。
把它讲漂亮一点，我们在 near Christmas 的时候去的，我就跟家人一起去了 Paris 跟 London。就其实因为是我第一次交换学生，然后所以我爸妈也是蛮担心的吧。然后但他们就担心的同时，他们也很开心，因为他们就有办法用这个当借口，就冲到欧洲去了。
So we both visited Paris. My visit was in summer of 2013, so this past summer, and then she went with her family and the Christmas season
of 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because it was also my first time exchange or going to somewhere for such a long time. So my parents were both worried and excited. And, they were worried, obviously, because they don't really know what will happen to me since I'm such a clumsy person. But they're also excited that they could use this as a great excuse to come to Europe.
Did you think they really use that as an excuse? Or are they really worried about you? What do you think?
I think it's half and half.
Like, do your parents love traveling and everything?
They do. Yeah, they definitely love traveling.
Have they been traveling alone? Without bringing the kids and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Before we were born.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like after you're born.
After we were born. Most of the time they brought us together with them.
Yeah.But, yeah, me too.
Yeah, same. Yeah, now think about it. Yeah, they usually brought us wisdom. Wow.
Yeah. We have fantastic parents. Yeah, that's why we've visited a lot of places thanks to them. Otherwise, we'd be like,
Yeah, but because Europe is kind of far away from everywhere, and then the expense is higher.
Yeah, unless we live in Toronto, because I had like a transfer flight in Toronto. And I think you could save out a lot of money if you live on the East Coast.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like 6 hours or something, right?
Flight.
Yeah, and then flying back to Vancouver, and then I think it took me around 13 hours.
It was crazy. So it's not that close, and then somehow the ticket is always expensive, and the living cost is really high as well. So that's why they have never been to Europe before, and now this is just a perfect chance.
Michelle, do you want to talk about some of the museums that you visited?
That we visited in Paris?
Uh-huh.
Right, so then the big one that we both probably remember the most is the Louvre Museum.
Hey!
So, 故宮.
对，第一站我们就是印象最深刻的, 那是我第一天。 就是走在巴黎的街头，然后去体验一下这个城市，就是我们去了罗浮宫，觉得真的是一个非常非常特别的经验，对，因为实在是太夸张了，对，就是啊，每个点都是啊 movie，好臭妙，对，对啊，怎么办，我红了。
对, 因为就很难想象你自己走在一个这么有名的地点吧。
对，就很像，就我在伦敦的时候感觉也是一样，就是哎，我在电影里看过这个场景。对啊，想说是不是要去偷一个皇冠或什么东西，这样子应景一下。对啊，就像之前现在最近有名有拍到罗浮宫的就是那个达文西密码。嗯哼哼。So,
yeah, so a movie, we were just saying how it feels really insane to be at such a popular place.
Yeah,
to
totally
feel like
crazy.
We were in a movie or something. And then one of the movies that's, well, not recently, but sort of recently, that featured Louvre Museum was Da Vinci's Code by Dan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of you will remember that how the main character, Robert Lauren, I think I pronounced the name wrong, but whatever.
That's okay.
he went in the scene through the glass pyramid, mm-hmm. just like the 7 million tourists and us did. So that was, it was an insane moment how we were also there and we were just taking picture like crazy.
Yeah, I was taking picture too. And then we both took a picture with the Mona Lisa 的微笑.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, we both took a picture. Kind of idiotic, right?
Because
mine was, okay, fine, yours was pretty.
No, mine was idiotic as well, but then I laughed because everyone was taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, I was still really far away from the picture itself, like from the painting itself.
It was really
like,
small.
Filled with people.
Yeah.
Oh, 对，蒙娜丽莎的微笑其实是非常小的，所以就是它很小一张，众人请不要误解了。对，因为你看那些明信片还有什么，因为它太有名，你想象中会一个大概墙壁这么大的，至少我这样想。
的一幅画就没想到看到的就哎，好像，而且在看到蒙娜丽莎微笑，其实它很好找，你只要顺着人群走你就找到它了。嗯哼，对。Oh,
and then one thing that we probably should recommend people to do is to buy the museum pass.
Oh, right, museum pass.
I think we bought the. There are three different types.
Two days, four days, and then six or seven days.
So we bought the 7 day pass or 6 days pass.
I think we bought the 4 day pass.
It was totally worth it because you can visit tons of places, and the advantage you take is that it's so much cheaper if you do that. The second thing is that most of the places you don't really have to line up.
Oh, yeah.
You can totally just skip the line.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Louvre, because we had the gallery museum pass, so we just skipped the line and went through the shore.
Yeah, you feel like such a VIP, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm making a film here. us with our imaginative head.
Yeah, we are. 所以另外一个刚刚 Sandy 讲到，我们会建议大家做的就是去买那个巴黎的 museum pass 博物馆的证吧。对，然后你就可以去超多地方的，好像60几个。对，它有一个地图。对，然后它有大概它有2天、4天跟7天的票，这样子。
然后非常的划算，不需要排，就是很多地方都不需要排队，除了凡尔赛宫以外。 Oh. That's a total other story.
Yeah, well, we didn't actually line up for Versailles, but then that's
yeah, oh yeah,
because totally she
went in the winter time and we went in the summertime. We kind of lined up for at least 3 hours for
oh
sure.
Oh my god! Like,
yeah, yeah, outside.
Yeah, during the winter time, Versailles is not
as popular
because yeah, one of
yeah,
the
it's
big
kind of
thing
far away.
Yeah, it's one thing is because it's far away. The other thing is, well, the Garden of Versailles is what it's famous for. And during the winter time, all the flowers are dead and all the trees were dead. They covered the statues with plastic bags.
Oh.
Yeah, so we went in there and we were quite disappointed by the garden. Oh, well, we saw the palace.
Yeah, it was still there when I visited. Nothing was destroyed by Michelle.
Oh, the weather.
所以要讲一下那个凡尔
赛
宫。所以凡尔赛宫很远。
然后 Sandy 还等了还蛮长一段时间。
对，我们等了在三个小时，就头都快晕了，还进不去。然后一个良心建议是，如果你要去凡尔赛宫的话，就先去，然后再去罗浮宫。
哦，
因为我们第一天其实去罗浮宫，然后整个就是完全就是已经震折到不能自己了。然后去了那个凡尔赛宫以后，就说哦，这样哦，嗯，不错哦，
不错啊，
拍一拍手，
晶晶亮亮的，很华丽。
对，就是好像已经没有那种。哇、哦，怎么会这样子啊？那对对对对，没有那种澎湃的感觉。
其实对凡尔赛宫，就是他应该会不知道哎、欸，可能因为我那个时候我也是在英国晃了一段时间，所以我看到皇宫已经没有什么感觉。
对啊，就
好可惜
、
哦、一个又一个皇宫。但是就这样讲，
看到 the churches that we visited,
yeah,
it's like the first church that you visit, you're like, oh my god, this is like the movie, the best thing I've ever seen, it's so magnificent, and just look at everything,
look at the
details. Enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah, look at the colorful glasses.
I know, the stone is probably 1,000 years old.
Oh my god. But,
and by the time you visited like the 30th or the 50th, church,
like,
oh, let's go in, and then like 10 seconds later, oh, let's go out.
Yeah, just another church. It looks very similar. It's still beautiful, but
yeah,
it's just,
yeah, it's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, I think I've seen it somewhere before.
Yeah, look, definitely, yeah.
And then something to related about food, I found out that there's a falafel place, which is, ding. What is it called? I wrote it down somewhere, but
the food.
Yeah, it was like falafel.
For me, there's no particular food, but then for me, it's just most of the bakery in Paris were amazing. They had amazing desserts and baked goods. It's just we tried the giant macaroon, the pink one with strawberries in between them, and they're just kind of mind blown. That was also my first time having macaroon, though. I'm pretty sure they have a different name for it. And also we had toast and bread and all kinds of baguettes and croissants for our breakfast. Every morning we just went to a different local bakery and get something to eat. 所以我们就对巴黎的食物来说 ，Sandy 刚刚在讲，他有想到一些巴黎很有名的餐厅。只是对我来说，好像我们对餐厅的印象没有那么深刻，可能也没有去到真正很好餐厅嘛。但是我对他们的烘焙的东西印象非常深刻，他们的面包跟点心实在是，就难怪巴黎的点心
太好吃了。
要
想演一下食神的镜头，
然后后面就
有万丈光芒，
金龙飞过，所以我有吃到那个马卡龙，就是不是，就是我有吃小的那种马卡龙，
还没吃过马卡龙，
真的吗？
真的，
我们哪天去吃？
好，
好，不过
打勾勾，
对，打勾勾。然后有那种我有吃到小的那种马卡龙，他们叠成就大概一个塔的样子，然后也有吃到那种大的马卡龙，就是两层马卡龙中间还夹那个一颗一颗的草莓，哦，那好好吃！天啊，我觉得还有他们另外一个法式的那个长棍面包，应该算是他们的国民面包，因为到处都在卖。然后我妈妈又特别喜欢面包，所以我刚刚在犹豫的是，对啊，所以我们就几乎每天早上都去外面买面包。
一个好吃的地方是河左岸，
河左岸
就是在那个岛下面，在那西堤岛下面
哦，
那边就是有很多很便宜又很好吃的地方。
这样子，我们应该是没有找对地方，所以我们去的一些我们去的一些餐厅，你就觉得好像很 American， 就是很美式了，就不是说真的感觉到道地的法国料理。所以
休息40秒进广告。
哦、oh, ，OK 。
Back to us again.
Okay.
Oh yeah, okay, this is on.
Cool.
So,
Coolio.
How about let's talk about the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so I also, because I went there during Christmas time, so Eiffel Tower, the first thing that I thought of for Eiffel Tower would be the Christmas market that's right next to it. It was beautiful. We went there during daytime and nighttime. We took thousands of pictures of it, even though it's the same structure. But I just feel like because it's there as a landmark. So we just, whenever we went near there, we kind of just take a picture with different angles, different heights, and with different backgrounds. Well, yeah. And the Christmas market, when it's there, and you can see the Eiffel Tower from the Christmas market, and you can also see the Christmas market when you are near Eiffel Tower, it just gives you such a happy feeling. It's very festive and cheerful. 所以我讲到凡尔赛宫，不是凡尔赛宫，讲错，想到那个埃菲尔铁塔，第一个想到是因为我去的时候大概是圣诞节前后吧，所以它附近就有一个很大的圣诞市集，就很漂亮。然后在埃菲尔铁塔附近，我们早上跟晚上都有去到过，然后有看它。因为它实在是一个太有名的地标，所以只要我们经过，我就忍不住拍几张照。然后就我后来看到
And eventually there's a lot of weird photos,、
oh, yeah.
and you don't really know what it meant.
Oh yeah, and then we had that pinching Eiffel Tower.
Like,
you have to do that.
Yeah, why did I take that photo again?
然后所以、啊、再转回去，所以就我们去圣诞市集的时候就可以，你可以从圣诞市集看到那个埃菲尔铁塔，也可以从埃菲尔铁塔看到那个圣诞市集，整个就是闪闪发光、
mm-hmm.
然后就充满了很幸福的感觉。
你有整点的时候去到埃菲尔铁塔，你有看到它闪点点，超
漂亮
的
美。
So I think it was in the evening my dad was suggesting that us to visit the tower again, and then my mom was kind of opposed of the idea, but we went anyways. So, and it was one of the most romantic, amazing experience I had with my family, and it just
city of love.
Yeah, it was just the thing just blinks like、
oh, yeah.
crazy.
It was sparkling like, and blinking.
It was sparkling, and there's like thousands of little stars.、
Mm-hmm.
So it was really amazing.
Yeah, it looked like a dream, I remember. It was、yeah. just, I was so amazed. I saw it was my family as well. My sister was so excited. She looked at it and I feel like it probably looks like a fairy tale to her.
、mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So,、advertisement time.
Dong, dong, dong.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings.Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister.Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hi, we are back.
Hello.
And so Michelle's soften up the mood by horrifying story. Yeah, we were preparing this show for Halloween, actually. So we did a lot of research on, like, oh, yeah, let's find, like, ghost stories in this city and that city.
Fantasies.
Yeah, but now I think we should move on to, like, some nicer...
nicer story?
Nicer tone, yeah, because this is, yeah. like...
Because it's a nice happy day, happy yeah. day, even though it's gloomy outside
yeah,
with the
shouldn't,
weather.
We shouldn't talk about scary things.
Nah, yeah. we already went past it.
所以我们其实准备了很多跟鬼有关的，或者就是灵异事件，然后在我们拜访的一些城市，因为我们本来是想要就是在 Halloween 的时候吓吓大家。
因为本来是就是哦，如果上个礼拜有人收听，结果却很 confused 的话，就是
对就是里面的系统有一些问题，所以我们就这个礼拜开始让大家有一个
fresh new start.
Fresh start, yeah. So we both visited the Museum d'Orsay.
Yeah, Museum d'Orsay. This
奥赛美术馆 So I love that place because I have seen a lot of paintings from before. My dad actually purchased this like big collections of all the paintings done, posted in this museum. And back in, when I was in Taiwan, I constantly flipped through all those paintings and fell in love with it. So I feel more of like a connection mm-hmm. between myself and the museum itself. And...Yeah, it was another dream come true, too. Because back when I was younger, it's like, oh, the Museum d'Orsay. Okay, where the heck is that? Right? 所以我去奥赛美术馆跟我父母一起去的时候，就是整个非常的开心，因为我爸在我们很小的时候，他就买了一整套的奥赛美术馆的那种藏书吧，然后就是每一页都是。那个就是珍藏
的
画册，对，然后所以就去到的时候就是感觉很奇怪，因为很多那种很有名的画，然后你常常看到的，但是就是它真的在你眼前的时候，你会觉得真的会吓到，
会觉得真的耶，
对啊，
它真的存在，
就是整个就是你会常常会倒抽一口气，虽然说你腿很酸，
对。因为对，通常我们在走了一整天之后到美术馆也是就很累，然后我那时候也有一样的感觉，因为我曾经在三年级大三的时候我拿过一门 art history 的课，然后我甚至还写了一些，因为要写 research paper 嘛，然后所以在看到奥赛美术馆的时候，我竟然看到我写 research paper 那幅画就在那里，它比我想象中的大，就是我知道它是一幅很大的画，就是 Corbett 的Burial at Ornan， 就是我知道它是很大一幅画，可真的看到的时候还是觉得哇，天啊，它在我眼前哎，就很不像真的一样。So I have the similar feeling as Sandy, in which I was quite amazed by museum or d'Orsay, because I took an art history class in my third year and I have studied some of the painting that was in there, and I even wrote a research paper on one of the painting, which was Corbett's Burial of Ornan, and so I knew that it was a huge painting that has very significant meaning, but when it's actually in front of my eyes, I was like, whoa, this is not, this yeah. is surreal.
It was definitely visiting Europe, it'sYeah. serves that purpose, because we've seen so many things from before, and then it's kind of like
before you visit it,
don't really know what to say.
Yeah, you feel like they are at the other end of the world, somewhere that you would never touch, but when you're actually there, it's yeah, I feel like dream come true.
Yeah, it really is a dream come true. And then the river in every city.
Oh,
it was just amazing.
Yeah, well,
I find it okay.
For me, all the way, I think of river, I think of perfume, the novel perfume, in which there was a scene that all the perfumes were dumped into the river because of the accident. But when I actually see the river, I didn't feel that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it amazing. You're like, oh, this is the...How do you call that?
Seine
River. Seine River.
No idea.
所以就是塞纳河嘛。然后小时候弹钢琴的时候常常会就是 就是有什么什么某某练习曲什么的、哦、然后他通常都会取一个什么多瑙河或什么的，然后就觉得
多瑙河
对啊，然后就是那种什么哦塞纳河就超熟悉的，
对，觉得是一个很浪漫的地点，
对，就去那边他就说哦，巴黎真的可以感受他到他很历史悠久，然后很老，但是又很富含的文化跟生命的那种感觉，
对，
所以就
对啊，对我来说塞纳河我看到的时候好像没有那么兴奋，我就觉得是另外一条河，我只想到就是另外一个小说香水里面其中有一幕就是他那个香水师傅大楼倒塌的时候所有东西都掉进去那个情景，但就可能对河没有什么感觉吧，
对河没有感觉
就对啊，我对建筑物比较喜欢一点，所以就巴黎的建筑物你有没有觉得他们的建筑物比起这边比起那个 Vancouver 的建筑物有比较有艺术，然后比较整齐一点，So another thing that will be, because I don't personally feel anything toward river, but then I am more drawn toward the buildings. Because one of the things that I realized in Paris is that their architecture and building is much more artistic looking and organized than the ones here in Vancouver or even in Taiwan.
Michelle actually have prepared a song that she wanted to share with us,
and
it's in French, and she just loved the bubbly feeling in that song, so would you want to introduce that song to the audience?
it was a very interesting song that I found, and it's kind of reflect our mood. The French name of it, Geneva, Trevier or something, and then what it meant is that I don't want to work.
Yeah, it's by Pink Martini.
Yay.
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre.Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier et puis je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amourUn million de roses n'embâmerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fier de ça.C'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume.
So that was a really nice song. Thank you, Michelle.
Yay, thank you for sharing it.
And it's your friend found some of the other songs too, right? So thank you, friend, for sharing with us.
所以谢谢 Michelle 刚刚跟我们分享的这一首这么可爱的歌。那我刚刚又其实我们刚刚有提到，就是每一个城市里面它的那个孕育那个城市的河是非常的意义深远的，然后就很像一个母亲，然后长期的在给予，在照顾着这个城市的感觉。所以我觉得就是不知道，然后就河啊，什么月亮、天空啊，什么乱七八糟的东西，就让我对让我就会很向往。So I really think that every river that is in the city is kind of like a mother protecting the city itself, and then just continuously giving what the river has got.
Definitely. So it's gonna be enriching the city as well.
So.A lot of times you would look at the river and you'll be saying like, ah, c'est la vie, this is life. And the next song they're going to play is a cover. And the original artist was Fish Liang. It's called C'est la vie.
Ne laisse pas.Le temps de décevoir. Il ne peut être conquis. Dans la tristesse, dans la douleur. Aujourd'hui, demain, au fil du temps, le temps, c'est la vie.
Je suis heureux.
aujourd'hui, demain.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Back to us again. Hello, hello.
Hello.
So we're pretty much almost there, almost done discussing Paris, but we're just so excited. We wanted to share a lot. And then I found out that the vegetarian place that I was talking about with the wonderful food service, and then it's totally vegan and it's very cheap compared to a lot of things. Yes. It's called Maoz Vegetarian, M-A-O-Z or M-A-O-Z. So it has a 95% recommendation on TripAdvisor. And then another thing is if you wanna travel to another city, I strongly recommend you to download TripAdvisor to your smartphone and then just pick the particular city that you wanted to go, and it will have a list of all the places you could go, and even like say, oh, you are 956 meters away from the destination. So it's really useful. You don't really need Wi-Fi for your GPS. So 那个刚刚找到这非常好吃的素食 falafel 就是叫做 Maoz Vegetarian M-A-O-Z， 然后呢它有非常高的客户评价，然后就是又很便宜，然后很好吃，然后就是那种菜他就会说，哦，你坐在里面吃没关系啊，你又吃不够可以再加菜，就完全不用钱的，然后非常的好吃，然后又很快，然后人又很好，所以去巴黎玩的朋友就是一定要去那个地方。
然后另外一个我们讲到就是旅游很有用的一个东西就是 TripAdvisor。
哦，对对对对，我完全忘了，
没关系。这就是我们互相提醒嘛，两个人都太兴奋的原因，就是
对，
结果就是会忘记东西。就 TripAdvisor 就像 Sandy 刚讲的，你很就找餐厅非常方便，然后对我来说我们也用它找了很多旅馆，因为 TripAdvisor 上面评论有的时候还蛮毒舌的，所以还就是整体来讲就很有用。
整体来讲很有用。
对，很有用。
对啊，我也觉得就是找 restaurant 或是找去的点啊什么就非常好。
对
啊、
yeah.
然后我们第二个想要跟大家分享的其实是 Prague。
对，
但我们只剩下15分钟，还要加速加快速。the next place that we both visited was Prague and Czech Republic. And
but we only have 15 minutes, so we can briefly talk about it. Maybe in the future we'll have another session.
The thing that I really wanted to share is like if you're traveling and you're deciding between hotel, apartment, or hostel, B&B, things like that, go for apartment, please.
Especially if you're traveling with your family.
Yes, yes, especially if you're traveling with your family. Like, even if you're not traveling, like, if you somehow cook sometime in your life, I think it's great to live in the apartment. You enjoy all the freedoms and flexibilities, and if you want to cook something, you want to boil some hot water or things like that, you could always do that.
Yeah, it's definitely true. When I was with my family in Paris, we feel the freedom, and we have much more flexibility with food because we were living in an apartment flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I was traveling with my friend, we were okay living in a hostel or a hotel.
Outside all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, because we were outside all the time, and then we just sort of bought salad, and when we came back home, and bread.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, I did cook. Like, I was going to say, yeah, if you're not traveling with your parents, then you probably don't need it. But I did cook in Zurich.
Okay.
Because in Zurich, it's quite expensive. So I did bought food and cook on my own in the apartment. So I think
Saving money for food. I was talking to Sandy how me and my friend, when we went on our Easter trip, we have big breakfast every single day. Because usually breakfast is included in the hotel, and we will spend like an hour eating breakfast, stuffing everything we could in our stomach before we actually start our trip. Yeah, save up our lunch.
So in a sense, you're kind of like a walking turkey.
Well, you burn out all the energy afterwards, right? But yeah.所以我们刚刚就讲，如果讲到要省钱省食物的钱的话，另外一个我跟我朋友在复活节假期在欧游的时候，我们做另外一件事是早上我们吃很多的早餐，花了很长的时间把所有能吃的东西都塞在肚子里。
可是下午还是默默的就饿了，其实
还好我们都可以撑到大概四五点，然后就直接结完账。
哇，我记得，反正我就常常会肚子饿，不知道怎么样。反正我们刚刚下午没有哦，好无聊，肚子好饿哦，要吃什么啊？
一个很重要的，
很爱吃东西
啊。
就是如果你要出去玩的话，我跟Michelle就是分别都住过公寓，然后旅馆，
还有旅馆或民宿，
然后还有民宿，然后就我们两个人的归纳都是。
就是如果跟家人，对，你跟如果尤其是你跟家人一起出去的时候，公寓非常方便。
对啊，就是完全觉得很自由，然后不会就是有点绑手绑脚，然后又就是
有家的感觉，
你要煮就煮，然后要干嘛就干嘛。也不是说 hotel 不能你让干嘛就干嘛，只是就是像说要个热水或什么，就觉得有点麻烦。
对
对啊，
这是真的。有一些运气还蛮好的，好像通常都有热水壶，可是。如果没有，那的确会蛮不方便的啊！我记得还有去跟他们要过吹风机，对，就有一些 hotel 没有吹风机，就只好硬着头皮下柜台去要。然后啊，有一家还跟我要收那个 deposit， 就是你要抵押金在那里，他才借你吹风机。我就啊，就压吧。
休息一下，我们听一首歌。
Have you been to California? Seen the sights and people there? Walked the streets of sleepy sea towns, tasted salty ocean air.
诶
Hello
Hi
Hi Hi Hi
So we'll be talking about Prague and
with the limited time that we have, we'll try to cover as much as possible.
So Prague is like in Czech Republic, and then it has a great history. So I was in the free walk tour, and then I learned a lot about all those. So I guess the first stop that we could talk about is the astronomical clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So did you wait there?
We waited there to see how it was like and why it was so famous. Do you know how to... Oh, that's one of the fun fact. Do you know how to read the clock and how to impress your friend by... Yeah, you can actually just look at the side and they have a modern clock.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yes.
Yeah, so I was telling because I knew that before I went with my friend. Like, another friend told me this
so
trick.
Oh, so you showed off.
So, yeah, so I showed off, like, haha, I know how to read it. And then afterward, my friend found out the trick.
Oh,
my God.
Yes. You betrayed me. I know. So, the first place we went to the place is Prague Temple, and it's the Czech capital of Prague.一座中世纪天文钟安装在老城广场或旧城广场的市政厅的南面墙上，是一个非常热门的旅游景点。就是你会看到很多人就在那边排队，然后等着看敲钟啊什么的，然后就好像应该有几百个人吧，就在那下面，然后一直疯狂的盯着那个钟看，就是还蛮特殊的一个景象。
然后等他真的开始的时候，你就看到大家都举起相机疯狂的拍照。
对，但是就是大家都会跟你讲说你要小心，因为就会有些扒手在趁你不注意在拍照或什么的时候就伸进
啊，对，
拿去拿你的钱什么的，对啊，所以大家出门旅游还是以小心安全为上策。
哦，对，然后我刚刚在问 Sandy 说，你知不知道怎么样读那天文钟的那个时间呢？因为它是用中世纪的方法嘛，所以看起来很神秘。
嗯。
答案是你就可以看旁边另外一座现代的时钟。
然后听说你在 Prague 大迷路，就 How does that happen? You got lost in Prague?
Yeah, we got lost in Prague because we went from Munich. We took a really long train from Munich to Prague. And then so after the train, we need to take the subway or SkyTrain, Metro, whatever that's called. Everywhere called
it
differently.
I know, it's different everywhere.
Anyway, so we were supposed to get up at one stop, and and our hotel is not that far away from the stop. So we weren't worried at all, but we actually ended up getting off at the stop before the actual stop.
And they had to walk, right?
Yeah,
but the tickets are cheaper, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is cheaper, but then still, we were a stop away from our actual stop, and so there's no way that we could walk over to our hotel. So we were lost in that stop. It's just like we walked around the station for a really long time, but we couldn't find the street name. We couldn't find the landmark that we set out, and it was just very horrifying. And at that time, the sun was setting, and it's getting darker and darker. And in Prague, another thing is I realized not that many people speak English.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's like the opposite experience that I had. Because
really?
I've noticed that in Prague, almost everyone can speak English.
That's the tourist site, though.
But oh, yeah, I was there. Okay, when you... At the stop
the
where you got lost.
Yeah, it's just no one. Everyone was speaking Czech to me. And then there was an old lady. She was trying to help so much that she kept talking in Czech.
Yeah.
But then we just look. We gave her this blank face. And obviously we didn't understand. But she just kept talking. So, yeah, that was... We really appreciate her effort. But then...
So, yeah. Like, what happened in the end? Did you guys walk or
we got taxi? We end up realizing that we got off at the wrong stop. So, we went back to the station and just...
Okay,
yeah. But then the part of getting lost was horrifying.
That reminds me of one time I was in Zurich. And then, like, we were looking at trying to find the place to go. Mm-hmm. So, we're looking at the map, right? And then this lady was... really nice, and she offered to help, and then she was like, so do you guys need help? And then we're like, yeah, we don't really know where we are. And then she was like, oh, you're in Zurich.
That's helpful. I learned something new. Thank you very much.
So I was like, what, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Yeah, so she obviously didn't get to where we are. She probably thought we were just a bunch of like hungover kids not really knowing where we were. So
所以刚好就是 Michelle 他的那个迷路大经验、
嗯、
到最后才发现他搭错站，
对，
然后就又重新回到那个车站搭回搭过去，
还好，可是因为那时候是日落嘛，然后所以就是还蛮恐怖的。
好，
然后我们另外一个讲到就是他们如果想要用他们自己的语言来帮助我们，其实帮助不太大。
对啊对啊、嗯、就是在旅行的时候才会发现如果没有英文可以交流的话真的很难沟通、欸、
很难，
就光你买个东西就傻眼了，就他也不知道多少钱，
你可以比手画脚，可是有时候店员不太想理你、
啊、反正就有一次我在苏黎世，然后我们几个人就在那边看地图，因为搞不清楚到底要怎么走到我们想去的地方，然后就有一个小姐超 nice， 她就说我可以帮你们，我们就说哦对哦，我们只是不知道我们现在到底在哪，她就说你在苏黎世哦，我们俩、
就是、
我们几个人、
哦、
脸都绿了，
谢谢你、哦、
对，谢谢你，我大概知道了，
对，好，
对啊，然后所以就是旅游的时候都还蛮常遇到一些奇奇怪怪的，
对，
但是有很有趣的事情，但我觉得旅游的时候心情会比较放松，然后所以就比很多时候比较不会那么的好像没有很常在赶时间或什么，对对对，就压力会小一点点吧。
我觉得要看呢、欸，如果你有很多景点想要冲的话、
哦、
那就是另外一回事，
对啊，
但是
当然也是要看跟你一起旅游的人，
对，
就是如果他们想要去很多不一样的地方，然后跟你是完全南辕北辙，
那就很辛苦，
对啊，
可是基本上我觉得旅游的时候就是心理上的感觉不太一样，就觉得自己比较大胆一点，
嗯，
对，比较有自信了，后来旅游之后。
So we're gonna conclude today'stoday's sharing by one last song that we're gonna play for youAnd this is a slower song. It's called 最想环游的世界，梁静茹。那就下周见喽，然后请继续锁定 CITR 101.9，因为下一个节目即将上场，它叫做 Seymour。拜拜，谢谢 Michelle，
Bye, 谢谢 Sandy， I have fun。
是甜蜜的习惯，把心情都交换，一天才算完。简单是我要的浪漫，你一起又心疼，我就更勇敢。我今天，我明天，最想环游世界，就是你最内心的世界。我后天，大后天，也不疲倦的想念，会是你看着我笑的眼。真爱像一座秘密花园，得到新的体验，两个人彼此挖掘，在一起比对和回味，然后了解越深，相爱越深，转眼就永远。你的臂弯像片沙滩，季候是又柔软，能给我心安。我今天，我。
今天，我明天，最想环游的世界就是你最内心的世界。关阴天，关雨天，我的心会是晴天。